Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting. Her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Voice Rising. Music is a universal language. It connects us without prejudice. It gives us hope and lifts our spirits. And today, to share with us her thoughts on music and the healing of emotions is Fiona Joy Hawkins. Fiona Joy is an Australian pianist, composer, a singer who enjoys and regularly tours China and the USA. I think she's going to start doing that again very, very soon. And she's also a member of the contemporary instrumental group entitled Flow. Welcome, Fiona, to the show.
Thank you very much for having me this morning.
Yes, you are in Australia. It is very early in the morning for you, so I'm going to start with a very easy question that's going to keep you nice and relaxed as we really dive into bigger questions. Fiona, you began studying the piano at a very young age, I've been told, and you were composing short pieces even before you were a teenager. What did music mean to you as a kid?
As a child, well, my mother was 17 when I was born. So my grandmother moved in, and she bought a beautiful German iron frame piano with her, which I just fell in love with. I was 8 years old, and all I wanted to do was learn the piano. As a child, I had Tourette's syndrome, and so for me, discovering the piano and learning that there was something that I was good at, you know, it was my gift, was just absolutely priceless to me. It was just a wonderful, amazing thing. It was like something that saved me in a way. It was my best friend. It was, you know, I particularly love writing music. All I ever really wanted to do was learn to play well enough to be able to play what I had written. So it was a very important part of my life, and it still is. It's still my best friend, the piano.
Beautiful. Because I was going to ask you that too. What shifted many people dream? They dream of doing what you're doing. They dream of living, you know, working with the creative talents that they have. How is that for you as an adult? You just said your piano is still your best friend. I can identify with that myself. I also have a very big piano sitting here staring at me. What's music to you now that you're older?
For me, I think a lot of people might sit down and write their thoughts with pen and paper, but for me, I sit down at the piano. Some people might, you know, do yoga, they might meditate. I just sit down, and I guess, in a way, I offload all of my problems. I write down all my thoughts. It's very therapeutic. It's a form of meditation. And I think I'm just grateful that when I write the music, that there are actually people that get something out of it at the other end, you know, that can take some meaning from it. So it's still probably the most important thing in my life.
Beautiful. Fiona, we have a thing called burning passion, which is more or less our, you know, what we call our creativity, and it pushes us to reach our highest potential. And passion is often spoken about as fire. We burn to play. We burn to succeed. We're fired up. We are burning with desire. We burn deeply. And even Rumi said, set your life on fire. Seek those who fan your flames. And yet fire, as you know, you are Australian, has many, many qualities. All right. So tell us first, before we go into the track that I want to share with our listeners, tell us first about the positive qualities that fire has, yeah, as an inspiration.
Well, I guess, I mean, I wrote one song in particular that was about a koala that had come out of the bush, and it was sitting on a fence post, and we took a photo of it, and it was just this amazingly wonderful thing that an animal had been able to actually come out of something so devastating. And the piece of music that I wrote was called Bushfire Moon, and it was actually about the devastation of that situation, and yet the seductiveness of the moon that was, and just that haunting beauty in the face of devastation. So I do understand that sort of polarization on just looking at a fire, and it's something so incredibly beautiful, and yet it's just so amazingly devastating. And as much as it was horrifying to us to see what was happening, the only way that I could cope at that time was to do something positive. And so I wrote and released four of the titles that are on the album as singles to try and raise money, because I think if you sort of turn it around the other way and do something that at least is a little bit positive, you're able to sort of cope with the situation.
Yeah,
there is definitely two sides to fire.
That is a very inspirational thought, I think, in these times where people are facing a lot of devastation. In the United States, we have more than 3 million acres are burning from fire. And I think in 2019, I know I had friends in Australia, that was known in Australia as the Black Summer, because there was so much smoke and such intensity of fires. You said you were there, and I want to play for our listeners this composition that you were inspired to write. And for anybody who looks at your page, I do believe you even have a picture of that beautiful koala that survived those fires on your page. Let's listen to Bushfire Moon by Fiona Joy Hawkins.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. You've been listening to Bushfire Moon by Fiona Joy Hawkins. And Fiona Joy is with us today in studio. Fiona, that is a track off of your newest album that you just released. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's a track from Moving Through Worlds, and it was a track specifically written for the bushfires in Australia, and was actually used to raise money for wildlife, which is something else that I'm very passionate about. And it was probably one of the saddest outcomes was that it was suggested that we lost 2 billion animals.
Billion animals. I know that my family is in California in the moment, going through also the evacuation warnings and the horrific fires. You are passionate about supporting, I guess, caring for the animals so that they continue to thrive in the very little territory that they probably have left. How have wildfires been affected by climate change? You guys always had fires, but they are coming stronger and more often. How is climate change changing your life?
Well, it's obviously something that's very different at the moment. Just the fact that even now, and we're still winter here, but even now in winter, this early, we've started having little fires around the place. Mm. And that would never have happened in the past, as long as I can remember. And I'm 56 years old, so I've kind of, been through a few Australian summers. And you're right, we have always had fire, but never like this. So, it's time for us to take a good look around us, to not just fire prevention, but climate change. What can we do? It's amazing that we're overlooking this, at a political level.
Yes.
I think a lot of people realize, but do our politicians realize? Because they're the ones that instigate climate change.
Yes. And what can we do? If we started with very small steps every single day, what would be one or two small steps that we could start implementing? And besides, of course, voting and making sure that our politicians are not only addressing climate change, but really creating action. I mean, we saw it with the pandemic. They can act very fast if they want to.
They can. I think each of us needs to have a lighter footprint. If you don't need it, don't use it. If you think about putting the air conditioner on, maybe put a jumper. We call it a jumper. I think you call it a sweatshirt. But just, just put something warmer on. Don't turn the air conditioner on. Little things like that. Our houses, when we build our houses, orientate them towards, in our case, it would be towards the north, so that the sun warms in the winter and then it goes overhead in the summer. Just all the basics, composting.
Right.
It's about your daily life and all of the little things that you do, because, at that higher level, it does come back to our politicians and industry. And we need a lot of changes to be made, not just the little ones, but a lot of changes.
Yeah, and the industry can also create the big changes. They can create the big changes that matter.
Yeah. I have an inner dilemma, because I'm a musician, and I need to tour and to be able to reach people with your music and hopefully, make a change. If you believe in your music enough, you think that maybe you can make a change if you share that music with them. Mm-hmm. But I have to travel to do that, so of course I have to get on planes. Mm-hmm. And that's, that's an inner dilemma, and I guess we've all got that to some degree. But then this is the first year that I've started growing my own vegetables. So I'm sort of trying to sort of think of it on so many different levels, and I think if everybody does that, at least it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, and maybe, I'm sure you're already doing this, but if you do travel to one country, then to do a few concerts there, so we're not just going back and forth all the time, right? To really then stay a certain time there. And I also know other musicians, it's very interesting. They might take a plane to get somewhere, but then they travel by ship up the coast or by boat, or they travel by train within a certain country. So these are all possibilities that we have that we've never explored before, but they're possible, right? Exactly.
And of course, with the pandemic, we're all live streaming from our living rooms, and that's not actually such a bad thing. Given the times at the moment that there are people stuck in their homes all over the world and they need music now more than ever, that's something that we can do, and it's passive, you know, it's just using IT, and we can reach so many people without going anywhere. And I'm actually quite enjoying that. As much as I say I would like to go back to touring for a live audience, because there's nothing like that sort of live energy of having people directly there to share your music with. By doing the live streaming, you can actually reach hundreds of thousands of people globally, and it probably, to be honest, does more good because it actually gets, the music gets where it needs to go.
Beautiful. Fiona, we're going to take a very small break and then come back and talk about that, Music for Healing. We're with Fiona Joy Hawkins.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is David Strickle. I'm excited to share my brand new show, The Stream of David Live, right here on Om Times Radio. Each week, I'll have exciting guests, and I'll channel the eternal wisdom of The Stream, a group of non-physical entities whose teachings have transformed lives all over the world. So join us for an uplifting hour each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's The Stream of David Live, right here on Om Times Radio.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. I'm your host, Kara Johnstad, and with me in studio today is Fiona Joy Hawkins. Fiona, we left off talking about live streaming concerts, because as most people know in the moment, we have a lot of travel restrictions going on due to our global pandemic. And as you said it so well before the break, is that you sense that through the live streaming that music really gets to where it needs to be. So you can reach hundreds of thousands of people through your live streaming. I want to talk a little bit about music and healing, music as medicine. This situation that we're in has never happened before. Psychiatrists are talking about a lot of people slipping into sadness and grief. and depression and fear as they can't necessarily even visit their moms and dads in hospitals or whatever. How can music support us in this moment? How can music really be, just like you said in the beginning of the show, which I loved, you know, that your piano is in a way your best friend. How can music be a good friend to us that can be our companion in this moment?
Well, like you, Cara, I'm so worried about people's mental health. And I think, you know, people talk about the economy and all those things. People matter. People matter the most. And mm-hmm. and mental health is the biggest toll, I think, that mm-hmm. of this whole pandemic, that people just aren't coping, you know. And if you look on Twitter, you know, hashtag mental health matters is just absolutely everywhere. And one of the things that we can do for ourselves when we're stuck in lockdown, in order to sort of be nice to ourselves and to be nurturing, is to listen to good and positive music. Mm-hmm. Music is great for relaxation. You know, it allows you to come both outside of yourself and into something else, and it also allows you to be reflective and contemplate, and particularly with instrumental music, the subject matter is something that's suggested to you, so it allows you to take that into your own thoughts, and that's where music can become particularly healing, is, you know, when you can actually start to sort of think about your own life and work things out, and, you know, listening to the right kind of music is what's important. Relaxing music.
Yeah, I think that is so true. And I think we have to remember that we have that choice more than ever. We are not only dependent on radio stations. We do have the ability to choose our music and to choose what we put into our systems and to create healthy choices, just like we create healthy choices with our food. And definitely your music has been praised by many, many people for its healing effects, for its relaxing effects, for the inspiration that it gives many people. I want to also talk a little bit before we go into the next track. You know, through these times, and I don't want to paint it black, because I think there's a very powerful quality when we get stripped down, our true essence starts to shine. You know, when we start really going through these things collectively, we get to choose if we crumble or if we really come together through this. So give me a few thoughts before we're going to go into a track off of your newest album called All That Is Left. Share with us a little bit about grief and loss and why it's important to really feel and not cover it up and really go through it, and also, you know, maybe use music to accompany us as we go through these times.
Grief and loss is something we all experience. Some of it, brush it under the carpet and it can come out years later. Other people deal with it head on. And I do believe it's something that at the right time that you really do have to tackle to be able to move through it and to be mm-hmm. able to take it with you as a strength and not a weakness mm-hmm. and to be able to help other people, you know, with grief and with loss. And, you know, like everybody, I've had my share of grief and loss, and it was about 3 or 4 years ago. I had to put a lot of ghosts to bed. I had a lot going on in my life, and it was really quite devastating. And I'd written an early album called Story of Ghosts. Mm-hmm. And the song that you're about to play is called All That Is Left, because it's me, it's my way of doing exactly what you're saying, of putting my ghosts, the story of them, to bed and mm-hmm. moving on from those issues that I've had to deal with. And the outcome is basically, it's this song is about all that is left. So I do think that you need to tackle grieving and loss head on, definitely. And music is such a great way to be able to do that, and as is creativity.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So let's listen to All That Is Left by Fiona Joy Hawkins. To Voice Rising. I'm your host, Cara Johnson, and you were listening to Fiona Joy Hawkins' track, All That Is Left. And there was this, really the essence of bittersweet, which I so love in that track. You could hear the melancholy and at the same time the, yeah, for me at least, the hope, yeah. and the beauty, right?
There's definitely some sadness there. Yeah, originally I had story of ghosts, story of insanity, and story mm-hmm. of angels, and I took those three pieces and I rewrote it in a way that I really did just put those ghosts to bed. So that mm-hmm. that part of my life is done. That was my grief over.
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's powerful. It is so powerful that we all of us, have creative tools, whether it's writing and journaling, or whether it's reaching towards a music instrument. Even if we think that we can't play a musical instrument, we all have a voice that we've been using and that we learned to sing even before we could speak, right? So I always encourage people to come back to, even if we're tapping rhythms on the kitchen table, we have the ability to transform. Yeah, beautiful piece, Fiona. So now we're going to kind of slip into the reality, I guess, that I have read that you're also a painter, and talent is a strange thing. It seems to always come in packages, and many people that can can sing. They might also songwrite, or many musicians such as Miles Davis, Joni Mitchell, Bob Dylan, Paul McCartney, David Bowie, Patti Smith. They were all also painters, just as you also were painting and then you were doing music. Do you still paint?
I do still paint, and my painting is quite different to my music. And I often wonder when people look at my art if they sort of think, wow, is that the same person? Because it's so much happier in a lot of ways than my music. You know, it's very bright and very abstract. But to me, it's still often telling the same story. You know, it's that idea of synchronicity, where you see something one way and then you translate it another. So you might sort of look at a painting and then turn it into a piece of music, or vice versa. So it's storytelling just in another way, I guess.
Do you do that sometimes? Do you listen? I mean, many painters, they listen to music. Do you also listen to your own music, of course, while painting the pieces, or vice versa, that you have the painting that you've just done or that you're working on, and then you sit at the piano and then start composing?
It does work both ways, but when I'm painting, I'm usually listening to other people's music. I particularly like folk music, mm-hmm. You know, Band of Luca Bloom. I like to listen to music with lyrics, because lyrics aren't something that I normally do, and I think, you know, you have to be inspired and be able to take that, you know, from other people's work, I guess, and turn that into paintings. I've already, you know, got my own inspiration when I write the music, so I kind of, I don't really listen to my own music to do a painting. But then I have actually looked at paintings and written a piece of music that's a description of that painting.
Mm, so beautiful.
It's interesting how synchronicity works, and it doesn't even need to be, you know, painting to music. You can actually have an emotion or a feeling or a place that you've been, or somebody can tell you a story. And once again, that synchronicity, there's the notes that you feel that come from somewhere deep within you that actually tell that story, that describe that. And you just hope that when you play that piece of music that somebody else can hear that in the music, can sort of take that message with them. You know, sometimes it's quite literal. If you're writing about something like Through Cloud, which is about a bird soaring, or I've got another song called Rain, and you can hear the rain. But sometimes mm-hmm. it's really just, it's like an abstract painting. It's just a suggestion, and you hope that when people hear that they can take some sort of message as it's given, I guess. But yeah, music and art is a very special connection between the two.
Yeah, and it's nice that it reminds me that sometimes when I go to the Berlin is very, very famous for incredibly gorgeous museums, and sometimes I just go in and allow the pictures to, you know, I allow myself to absorb the feeling. And other times I even get the tapes, but of the children's descriptions. I always find them sound nicer. And what you're saying is, you know, just reminding ourselves not to analyze and to really feel, to embody, to really sense with all our senses the music and also the paintings. We tend to try to analyze poetry and analyze paintings, and it's just good to remind ourselves that we have five, you know, maybe even more, many senses that guide us to truth, to beauty.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, there's an experience in life, and it could be any number of things, and it's so overwhelming that the only way I can cope with it is to, you know, sit down and write a piece of music about it, you know, just get it out of my system and you know, out there as a piece of music. I remember going to the Musée d'Orsay, which is in Paris, and just being mm-hmm. so overwhelmed looking at the impressionistic art that I had to sit down because I was becoming quite dizzy. I couldn't believe I was looking at all these amazing, you know, Renoirs and Monets and incredible paintings. And that they're the moments when music comes to you, and where the only way that you can sort of sum up those feelings is to, you know, write a piece of music, even if you write it in your head at the time. It's just such a powerful thing. It's such a wonderful storytelling tool, I guess.
It is. And do you sometimes find yourself scribbling on napkins or talking into your phone and trying to catch the melody so you don't forget it?
I do it all by memory. Everything's by memory, unless
wow.
I'm writing to bring in other instruments. So when I recorded Blue Dream, which is 1 hour as a single piece of music, I actually went to Imaginary Road Studios and Will Ackerman said, well, where do we start? And I said, well, can we just start at the beginning? And then an hour later, I was still playing the piano, and he just looked at me in disbelief. So for me, it's just there in my memory, but I do start writing in my head. You know, there's ideas that come to me, and I have to sit down at the piano to get it out rather than sort of sit down with a pen and a piece of manuscript, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. Fiona, we're going to take another very, very short break for our sponsors, and then we're going to be back and talk more about, actually, we're going to talk about rain.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
When you wake up in the morning, are you excited for the new day? Are you passionate about your work? Are your relationships fulfilling? And finally, are you happy? I'm Mia Voce, your host and guide to the power of five. Harness the forces of the universe and unleash your powers within. Join me each Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Om Times Radio. And remember, anything is possible. You only just have to believe.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Voice Rising. I'm your host, Kara Johnstad. With me in studio is the pianist, the composer, the vocalist, also producer, and I believe a label owner, Miss Fiona Joy Hawkins. And Fiona, I discovered a beautiful poem for you that I want to read. It's an excerpt from Khalil Gibran's Song for the Rain. And I'm going to read it, and then you can talk to me a little bit about your song called Prayer for the Rain. Khalil Gibran says, I am dotted silver threads dropped from heaven by the gods. Nature then takes me to adorn her fields and valleys. I am beautiful pearls plucked from the crown of Ishtar by the daughter of dawn to embellish the gardens. When I cry, the hills laugh. When I humble myself, the flowers rejoice. When I bow, all things are elated. That's Khalil Gibran's Song for the Rain. And you, again, wrote Prayer for the Rain. Tell us about your relationship to rain. What do you feel when there's a storm coming in? Or what do you feel when raindrops are falling on your skin? And what did you feel when you wrote that song, Prayer for the Rain?
Well, I wrote the song during the bushfires, so it really mm-hmm. was a prayer for rain. We were just sitting there looking out the window. We couldn't see out the window because there was so mm-hmm. much smoke. Mm-hmm. We couldn't open the windows because we could hardly, you know, hardly breathe if we did.
Yeah.
And we just needed the rain. You know, the rain mm-hmm. was the solution to the problem, because the problem goes so much deeper into climate change. But rain was certainly going to give us relief, and it was quite desperate at that time. And I think second to air, water is the most precious commodity that we have, and it's just so important. Not just the rain, but just the purity of our water, how we look after it, our glaciers. I have a fascination with Antarctica as well. I've been to Antarctica twice, and it terrifies me that there's a 9-kilometer crack through a huge sheet, a huge ice shelf. What is happening with water on this planet? But rain, I guess, it's like renewal. You just stand there and you feel it, and it's so beautiful, and it just brings peace with it, and it reminds you of everything that the world should be when it's raining.
Beautiful. Let's listen to your song, your composition, Prayer for the Rain.
Thank you.
You're listening to Voice Rising, and that song was Prayer for the Rain by Fiona Joy Hawkins, who is with us in studio today. Fiona, music connects us to other worlds. We hear that in your music, and it also connects us to our ancestors. We're not separate from this earth. We are part of it, whether we fully feel it in our bodies yet or not. How can we reclaim the powerful ways of our ancestors and reconnect to Mother Earth and her lands?
I think understanding, learning from history, I see more and more that we're not learning from history, and I see that certainly with our politicians, but we're not going to talk about that because that's a whole other thing. but we individually need to know where we've come from, where we've been, what our history is, and take that with us into the future. For me, my ancestors are all Celtic. They're all from Scotland and Ireland, and I've actually never been there. I was meant to be there this year, and then, of course, you know, we had the pandemic, so that's not going to happen. But that's a dream for me for the future, that I can go back and visit some of my family, in Scotland and Ireland. And it is very, our history is very important, because that is what leads us through into the future, that understanding.
You've also started adding your voice to your albums. I do hear your voice on certain tracks, your beautiful voice. You also hear sometimes this Celtic vibe, I would say. Do you believe everyone has a unique voice? And I mean, you just basically said it. It's so important for us to own our stories. So what is the story of you putting your voice more and more onto your albums as a color, as a layer, as a vibration of your own essence?
That's such an interesting question, because I've never thought of myself as a singer. You know, I would no sooner do karaoke than fly to the moon. And yet, the vocal quality of my voice, as you say, you know, just when I'm doing kind of long-held notes, is very breathy and very airy. So I guess I've found where the gift of my voice belongs, and it's just in that space. You know, I'm not a singer. I'm not that great at writing lyrics or even singing lyrics. But as a quality, as using my voice as an instrumental layer, because I'm a composer, it works really well. And I'm trying to use my voice more and more, because it's something that you can layer in an interesting way, and it gives that sort of ethereal, angelic quality to the music. You know, like in that last piece, you could hear the piano asking the question about rain. And then you could hear the vocals soaring above, you know, doing those sort of plagal cadences that you associate with a prayer in church. And so the voice is just, it just gives another dimension to your music, and that's probably why I'm using it more and more. And I'm learning how to use my voice. I've tried to have some vocal lessons and just become better at it, because I never did sort of think I was such a great singer at all. But I'm enjoying it. That's the main thing.
Yeah, and I think that voice always, including your beautiful voice, it always is personal, right? It's, I mean, everything's personal. I don't know. I don't want to be misunderstood, but of course, the piano and everything is personal. But there's something about hearing the voice. The voice is the only instrument connected to our heartbeat and our bloodstream. I mean, really, you know, really inside, like the lungs and the heart are beating very close. And I think it's it's very precious to hear a person's voice singing what they feel also, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's from your soul. It is from your heart.
Right.
And it's the oldest instrument, the voice.
It's the oldest and the first, as I say.
The
very first instrument, and probably after that comes the drum. And those beautiful pianos, we're so lucky to have them, because they weren't the first. But they're so unique and so amazing that we build our houses around the
grand piano.
You can still pour your heart out at the piano, you know, and it's the intention, you know, the intention of a single note. You can put a note out to the universe and you can play it so many different ways. You can play it with sadness, with anger, with happiness. You know, it's like those water droplets. You know, the photographs that were taken by the Japanese photographer and they, the way they land in water was just so different depending on the intention. And it's exactly the same, you know, with your fingers connecting, you know, with the piano, in that you can put completely different intention into the music. I can play the same song 100 times and it's received quite differently because it depends what mood I'm in, you know, what intention is behind it.
And I do think that the grand pianos, that the or the wooden pianos, they do hold that energy in the wood. You know, I mean, keyboards are lovely, but the piano has a spirit, just like every wooden instrument or stones. They also hold energy. So I do think that at least my piano knows when I'm playing, and we have a very close friendship. Absolutely. If you could put your philosophy of music into a couple of words, if you could give a few golden nuggets to our listeners, what's your philosophy? I know it's a hard one.
That's a really hard one. I don't know that anybody's actually ever asked me that before.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's okay. Now, are you talking about the listener or people that are playing music?
What you'd like to convey in your music, I guess that would be my... What you
put
would...
Put your heart into it, to use it as a way to reach other people with your... personal message, I guess, for me. Mm-hmm. When I talk to children in China, because I think we were saying before I toured China, I talk to children to try and encourage them to love the piano and to use their arms and their fingers as an extension from their heart to the piano and to put their emotions out there. And in that process, they learn to love the instrument, they learn to hear the sound, and they learn to communicate with other people. And that's the beauty of music, and that's certainly the beauty of being able to play the piano, that you're able to do that if you think of it in that way.
I think that's very beautiful. I often say that too, and I think people forget that. They're so caught up with reading the notes on the page, and to really look at our hands they are an extension from our heart, and whether we're kneading dough and making bread, or whether we're composing, these are heart activities. We're there to share our gifts. Fiona, you are doing these live stream concerts. You hopefully will start to, maybe tour. If not, hopefully you will continue to have this big resonance with your live stream concerts. Where can people connect with you so that they can start following you more and engaging more? Maybe putting your music into more playlists and doing all those good things for artists that we love to do.
Well, we're lucky because we have Google. So Fiona J. Hawkins, it'll pop up. You'll find me on everywhere that you listen to music, you know, Spotify, Tidal, Amazon, wherever you'll find me. And my website is fionajoy.com. So, but if you put my name into Google, you'll find it. And hopefully, you know, people will connect and be able to take something from the music. That's all I can ever hope for, is that, you know, you can help somebody through their day, you know, help them to deal with some issue in their life. And that's the biggest gift to me, you know, is when I hear back from people that I've been able to help them in some way.
Yeah, beautiful. Help support each other and help maybe bring us all a little bit closer together, to breathe together, to realize why we're here as a humanity, to heal humanity. And also, as we heard, you are so passionate about planet Earth. So may everybody listening also take a couple of steps in that direction.
And I have a mantra when I walk on stage, and I'm not religious in any sort of confined four walls, sort of in a square box sense, but I'm very spiritual. So before I walk on stage, I say, "Dear God, you gave me this gift. Please help me to share it with the audience as best I can."
Beautiful. Amen. Thank you, Fiona Joy Hawkins, for being with me today at the Voice Rising Show. I wish you much success. Stay healthy, stay well, and continue being such an inspiring artist.
Thank you.